Are you ready for the weekend yet? We have events, news, and a guest for you to enjoy this Lake Life weekend. Hey, Lake Life! Thank you for tuning in. This is Dirk with the Lake Life Weekend Podcast, and we are approaching weekend 25. Lots going on in Lakes Country. Stay tuned for our interview with Brooke Roddy. She's a travel blogger and just popped into our office here in Perm and shared her story spontaneously about Lake Life and an international travel blog that she does. Interesting story. Stay tuned for this. And also, please check our daily updated website with event schedule for the area, lakelifeweekend.com. Very much appreciated if you give us some intel. Let us know what you want to share here on our platform. Email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com. And if you have suggestions for an interview guest, that is also very welcome. I see a lot of boats out, lots of guests, lots of fishing. Please enjoy. It is beautiful. Harry and I have been on the water quite frequently lately too, and he caught good fish. So I think it's a great year. I don't want to keep this much longer from our interview. Special thanks to our sponsor at Ease Dock and Lift, east of Detroit Lakes. If you're considering to upgrade or get a new dock system, visit Mike or John on Highway 10, just before Frazee. They have a big and brand new showroom and lots of infos for you considering to purchase a new dock and lift system. So yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Email me at hello@lakelifeweekend.com. Otherwise, I wish you a wonderful weekend ahead and enjoy our interview with Brooke Roddy here on our podcast. Yeah, and we are in our interview part now. Welcome. Thank you for listening again. I'm here with Brooke Roddy, and she's a travel blogger and actually walked into our office here in Perm the other day and asked what we were doing, and we got talking, and I learned that she is starting a travel blog. Actually, it's going to be an international travel blog, but she is a Lake Life girl and grew up here visiting the grandparents' place on Little Pine. And I thought we'd take that opportunity and speak about that. Welcome, Brooke.
Hi, thanks. It's so great to be here.
Yeah, thank you for coming. And before we talk about Lake Life and your experience locally and actually your blogging attempts, I think you started writing with your grandma about stories locally. But before we talk about that, tell us a little bit more about yourself, your background, and your connection to the area.
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up in the St. Cloud area. I was born there, and my grandparents actually retired to the Little Pine Lake up here in Perham, and we've been going there since I was a baby. When I was 6 years old, my parents actually built a cabin on that land, so it's really been a huge part of my life through the whole thing. It taught me my sense of adventure. It taught me that it's okay to take risks, and it definitely helped me get to where I was supposed to be today.
Interesting. So Lake Life made you who you are today, you just said. Interesting. Before you arrived here just recently for this summer, tell us a little bit. You said you grew up in St. Cloud, you graduated, and what did you do just recently?
So I actually ended up leaving Minnesota for a little while. I became an Iowa captive for about 4 years. I studied abroad in the Czech Republic for a while, but most of my college experience was at Drake University in Des Moines. I loved it. It was great. I studied public relations, and that kind of got me interested in writing. So here we are.
Yeah, okay. I see that connection. And mm-hmm. You have been abroad in, in Prague.
Mm-hmm.
And you're about to leave again.
Yes. So I am here up in Lake Country for the interim. I am here until the end of July, and then I took a big girl job in Prague, Czech Republic, doing student communications and event planning for the study abroad programs at Charles University. So I'll be dealing with a lot of the American and foreign students there.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
A big job. That's an interesting job too. Okay, and Lake Life. Before I ask what Lake Life is to you, tell us a little bit more about blogging. I think everybody knows by now what a blog is. Mm-hmm. And how did you come up with that idea? What is your blog going to be about?
So my blog is called If You Give a Girl a Suitcase, and it's kind of targeted toward the person I was a couple years ago when I was first starting to travel and first starting to explore the world around me. And my two platforms on that blog are helping travelers that are just starting out make good choices while they're traveling, helping them know kind of what's worth it in the area and how not to get scammed. It's kind of an honest guide. And then the other platform is helping people find the cool things wherever they're planted. One of the biggest things I've learned in doing this blog and in writing for this blog is that there's something interesting everywhere. You just kind of have to know where to look.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess that's true. And when did you start this blog exactly?
So this blog is new. I've had this idea since I started kind of toying with the idea of studying abroad in 2015. I got the domain in 2016, but I didn't really start blogging until this spring when I got the job and knew I was going to be moving, because I felt like I kind of needed a reason to start it. But the more and more that I write, the more I'm realizing that there are reasons everywhere. There's always stories. There's always things to tell people.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you said you had your past Prague visit covered, a recent visit to New York City,
mm-hmm.
and now you started a little series about lakes topics with your grandma?
Yeah, so this summer I am my grandma's roommate. I moved in with Grandma Alice, and she's one of my favorite people in the world, so I really wanted to incorporate her in the blog just because it's become such an important part of my life. And I grew up hearing her tell stories about all of these places that she would go, she and my grandpa would go to when they were first married, and these places that they would go to once they retired to the lake. And I really wanted to find a way to honor her and honor those places, especially as some of these places do sadly start to disappear.
Yes. You just mentioned the Norby's
store. So this last weekend, my grandmother was really upset that Norby's was closing, just because it is such kind of a landmark place in this area. Everybody knows where Norby's is. So we actually, you know, packed up our Buick this weekend and went up to Norby's and talked to a lot of the employees and took some photos and probably purchased a couple pairs of shoes. It's fine. but just got to spend some time appreciating that place and documenting that place, because it's not going to be here much longer.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's a sad story. And actually, we interviewed Michael Norby last year, I believe, and he shared his family story mm-hmm. on our podcast as well. So it's a 112 years family business. It's a landmark and anchor to the mm-hmm. community. Yeah, that's true. So that's one of the stories that you are covering. And
yeah.
Are they already published? Are you still in the works? Can you share some other
unique
gems?
So those blogs are starting next week. So okay. I'm just kind of starting to generate that content. Unfortunately, I got a little behind after I got home from New York. I slept too much and worked too much, and then didn't realize that I needed to actually post that content. So it's been kind of this mad rush to get that up and running now that it's been written. But those are coming up starting this weekend with the Norby's blog. We're also kind of talking about my lake essentials, like things that I like having up at the lake, and then things my grandma also likes having up at the lake. So we're doing things like that. We definitely want to work with Zorba's a little bit and talk about that, because anybody that lives up here knows where Zorba's is. And fun fact, the Zorba's on Little Pine Lake used to actually be the ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
My sixth grade teacher, her grandmother came from up here, and her grandmother has all of these memories about like going to school dances up there, and just a really cool story. So just understanding that there are so many layers to all of these places. I know another place that we really want to go to and talk about is the Comet Theater over here.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going there since I was a little girl. You know, I saw some of my favorite movies there. I remember, you know, third grade me dragging my grandmother to go see Harry Potter, even though, you know, she didn't want to go. But there are just so many places here that have such great history, and the people are so wonderful, and all of these people have a story and reasons for doing what they do. You know, going back to Norby's, I talked to one of their sales associates named Roger, who is a retired teacher, and he was talking about how he'd been there for the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And just talking about how it's like this area is such a draw for people from the Twin Cities, from larger areas, to really get away and live in a simpler way. So just mm-hmm. really highlighting a lot of that.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to read it, and I agree. So I'm trying to capture the history here as well, And I really enjoy also, we had somebody here, Chris Schürke from the Historical Society, mm-hmm. speaking about things. Actually, there's some tours coming up. Saturday, there's a historic tour in
Yeah, with Turtle Fest on Wednesday. Maybe it's Thursday. I think it might be Thursday. Don't listen to me.
Yeah, there's a tour. The guided historic. There was one in New York Mills. And then the following week, it's in Fergus Falls. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of things to learn, or there's a lot of things that are offered. And I think it's really interesting, though, fascinating that a young person like you also likes to capture those things. Tell us a lot. Like, I'm curious. Before we speak about your Lake Essentials, I would like you to explain that a little bit more to us. But a blog. I mean, the internet and like even a podcast medium is pretty new. A blog is a little bit more traditional, almost. A young person like you, how does that work? Grew up in Minnesota. You're a lake life person. You study in Des Moines. You said you go abroad. It's all natural. Like your parents, your grandparents could have never imagined, I suppose, or your grandparents maybe just arrived actually from abroad. Who knows? But so the world is very small. Like a blog. Is that normal for you to receive information and to? Do you feel it to give information? What is the urge?
So it just came really natural to me because I went to Prague and I didn't know anybody. I started over. Mm-hmm. And there's so much information that I wish I would have had when I went. So like I said earlier, my target for this blog is me a couple years ago, mm-hmm. you know, when I was just starting out. So especially with this lake life segment of my blog, I really want to make sure that people who are kind of toying with ideas or maybe don't have the funds to like go on this big vacation can still come to the lake and enjoy the mm-hmm. space here and enjoy all that lake life has to offer, mm-hmm. just because you don't necessarily have to spend a lot of money. You don't necessarily have to, you know, even get on a plane to go do something exciting. And if I would have had that information, especially here, especially in Europe, just about like things that were going on around me, mm-hmm. I would have been much more inclined to do them.
Okay, so you were missing something and you kind of feel to fill a need.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Interesting. I feel the same about lake life a little bit. So so you're saying with your lake life section or what you just said, mm-hmm. Series, you want to disclose or discover mm-hmm. Options without the means of a lot of money needed, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I think the same way. Like Virgis has a beautiful public beach.
Absolutely.
At the Pioneers also mm-hmm. a playground and public beach. There's so many areas, and my parents who were actually just here mentioned last year, like every lake has a public access, mm-hmm. almost
well, you have to have a public access to be able to put your boat in.
I know, but like, so it's all available. Yeah. It could also be private. I mean, you don't have to, but like I think that the state of Minnesota takes well care of all the citizens. Mm-hmm. You don't need to own property to access the lake. I mean, that's a gift.
Well, and people thought I was absolutely crazy when I was in Iowa because there's this beautiful public lake, you know, on the south side of town. And I was there, you know, I moved in August one year, and I looked at my friends and I go, wow, it's really hot out. We should go to the lake and go swimming. And they didn't realize that was a thing here because there the lakes aren't clean enough to do that. It's not safe.
Oh.
So like, I don't think we realize how lucky we are to have this sometimes. I know I definitely took it for granted until I didn't have it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have 10,000. Actually, it's 11,823 or something.
Oh, you know the number. Okay.
Yeah, I'm showing off right now. Actually, that's not true. Wait a second. I knew the number.
I thought it was 13.
No, I just read it somewhere. actually, I read it at Caribou, the Caribou quiz. It was 11,824, something like that. Anyways, mm-hmm. no, they're all clean. We can use them all.
Yeah, they're all safe.
So what is on your Lake Essential list? What does that mean?
Can you tell us? So I just kind of cracked off that blog in like the middle of the night the other night when I couldn't sleep, and just kind of talking about the things that everybody needs to bring when they choose to come up to the lake for the weekend. And obviously we have, you know, the normal things like, oh, you know, bring a swimsuit, make sure you wear sunscreen. That's something that I forget to do on a frequent basis and it's not good. You know, that sort of thing. Or even just like, oh my goodness, I'm like drawing a blank. even just like making sure that you have something to put underneath your towel if you're laying on the sand, that way you don't have like sand on your towel, or different snacks that won't melt in the sun, like all that sort of thing. Kenny's Candy is a great place to go. Just that sort of thing. And then also not really promoting brands with that, because my big thing is making sure you find what works for you. So like, yeah, obviously you should bring a swimsuit, but I'm not going to say, oh, here's where you buy that swimsuit. You know, buy a swimsuit that makes you feel fantastic. Or, you know, I'm not going to suggest brands, but I want to make sure that people kind of have those guidelines to follow if they're not familiar with the area, or if they're coming here for the first time. Another one that I talk about a lot is what I'm reading. I always have a good book. I give suggestions there just because I think sharing books is important. But
is your generation reading a lot of books?
I don't really know. I'm kind of weird. I'm either a 5-year-old or an 85-year-old. There's really no there's really no middle ground there. But
you read it in paper or you read it on a Kindle?
I read it in paper.
Yeah,
I go to Bev's Book Nook over here and stock up every couple weeks.
Yeah, I like books too. I'm just trying to figure out, like, is it really all going digital? I mean,
I don't think so.
I don't know for sure either.
I don't think so. Just being places around the world, like, there is something about holding a book. Like, real books don't run out of batteries.
That's for sure.
You know, there's that piece of it. But
I've never
also
heard that. That's actually, but I think in Europe, for example, we are way more traditional than here. We are already way more digital. In Europe, we're a little bit, I don't want to say behind. We have the smartphones, but we use it differently. It's so interesting.
It's not good or bad. It's just different.
No. Yeah, exactly. It's really a different use.
I'm definitely a paper person. Like, even if I were to have the option to go digital, I would definitely choose to buy my books on paper, which is why the blog to me is so weird, just because for jobs and stuff, I've written for magazines, I've written for a couple different print publications, I've worked for a couple different print publications, and to choose to go digital for me as opposed to pitching articles to magazines was very odd. Even like pitching to a podcast was very odd, just because with digital, there's really no room to hide. You know, I am my own editor. I'm kind of at your mercy for you know, making me sound smart and making me sound like I know what I'm talking about. But it was really kind of a leap of faith to remove the middleman with that one.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah. Do you read a lot of blogs?
I do. There's a couple that I follow pretty closely that I've really enjoyed.
Which ones are they?
There's one called Fjords and Beaches. She is an Australian travel blogger. I'm pretty sure she's from Scandinavia, but she just went and did a whole series through Wales. And again, she's very real about it. Her images aren't super edited. She's mostly through Instagram, which is really, again, another really interesting factor.
So she blogs on Instagram?
Her Instagram is what drives the traffic to blog, which is what I'm trying to do too, just because with the younger generation and the people that I'm trying to meet, that's where they are.
Sure. Okay, interesting. So they're not on Facebook anymore, are they?
I don't know. But I'm hearing a lot of mixed reviews in it, just because having a recent degree where we have had to focus on social media so much in the public relations and communication sphere, the demographics are shifting away from Facebook. That being said, the people with the buying power are still on Facebook.
Yeah, they just set real foot.
Yeah.
The grandparents and the parents
are all still on Facebook. You know, people my age are still on Facebook, just because especially at university, it's such a tool for organizing. So like every group that you're a part of has a page. You know, if you're a part of a church, it has a page. If you, you know, are an employee of a certain place, you know, sometimes they're
Instead of the website,
a lot of people will go to social media for information.
Yeah.
But then you get into this Instagram situation where everything is supposed to be so edited and so beautiful and so kind of fantasy otherworldly, where it becomes really hard to stand out above the noise. But that's also what makes it kind of a fun challenge to reach people and to kind of figure out where your niche fits in to the greater fabric of the travel bloggers on Instagram, of the other individuals there.
And how often do you think you will publish an article? Like, I mean, it's a lot of work. Travel, I mean, are you going to be traveling every week? No? Or like,
So that's kind of one of the tricks of the trade, where just from what I've been learning and what I've been researching, you take a bunch of pictures while you travel, and then you post them intermittently. Mm-hmm. I will be the first to admit that it is not realistic to travel 24/7, 365,
no.
and have an income and have any sort of quality of life or be able to, you know, be around in one place long enough to have friends even.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the things that people don't tell you. They think it's going to be this big, oh, I'm going to be, you know, in Thailand 1 week and then I'm going to be in Paris the next, but that's just not how it works. It's not good for your body. It's not good for, you know, your income. You can't afford to do it. So that's usually the trick.
Do you see it as a hobby or like just a creative outlet?
Yeah, that's definitely my goal. My goal was never really to monetize this blog. Mm. My goal was just to create a community for people to be a part of and for people to seek resources. So I've had a couple people reach out to me, both about places in the Lakes area and then also abroad, saying, hey, I saw that you've published this article, or I see that you've been in this place. What do I need to know? Was this place worth it? So I've had to actually answer some really hard questions about like Poland and about like whether or not somebody should go to Auschwitz if they have little kids or things like that, where there can be some very touchy topics that they bring up, but also it's kind of humbling and it's kind of an honor to be the place that those people feel comfortable going for that information.
Mm.
And then like places here where they go, hey, I'm, you know, new to the Pahrump, Otter Tail County area. Where do I want to, or where should I go for a cup of coffee even?
Mm-hmm.
So
you hit those questions?
Oh yeah. Every once in a while, somebody will kind of pop into my messages or pop into my email and they'll go, hey, where do I go for this? I actually helped a woman plan her trip. She'd never been outside the U.S. And she and her best friend are going to Prague, and then they're going to Krakow in Poland. Mm-hmm. And they had no idea what they were supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And they saw that I'd posted in both of those places. Mm-hmm. So they emailed me, and I was able to help them plan their itinerary. And that was just so fun.
Yeah.
And it was cool to be able to make friends with them. And they're actually going to be abroad when I'm abroad, when I move. So hopefully we'll get to meet each other and kind of bring that community into the real world as well.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you like most about lake life?
That's tough. I'm definitely a morning person. I think my favorite part just about moving up here this year has been getting up super early to go work out or getting up super early to just be in front of the water when it's still.
Mm-hmm.
And just being around nature has been so special, because I lived in a city for a while, I lived in another city for a while, and then I lived in the suburbs, so it wasn't really possible to see that kind of nature on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Except for when I would come up here with my family. And then there was one night, this is just one of the coolest memories of my life. There was one night where I was probably, I don't know, it's like 12, and my parents wake us up in the middle of the night and go, you guys, you gotta see this, you know, and I'm 12. I thought the house was burning down. I was scared. And then they run us out to the end of the dock. No, it's better.
Oh.
And they had all these blankets out there, and we look up, we could see the entire Milky Way. Like, we saw shooting stars, we could see all the satellites go by. It was like the pictures, you know, where you go, this isn't real.
Wow.
When you're up here, yeah. It is totally real.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping for a moment like that this summer, but that means that I might actually have to sleep in and miss my morning. So it's kind of a catch-22 there, but that's okay.
Yeah. Okay, so you really like to ground here, you mm-hmm. like to connect.
Yes.
And you like the still.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been a really great place to come back and come home to. And it's been really interesting to watch that evolve as I've gotten older, because as a child, this was a place where I would come to go on vacation and come to spend time with my family, but I'd always go home to another place.
Yeah.
But when I came home from Prague, you know, in 2016, I was having a really hard time re-entering. You know, being in a mid-sized city was really overstimulating, because I was living in a place where I didn't really understand the language. I couldn't really read anything. You know, I was kind of at the mercy of the people around me.
Mm.
So to move back to a place where I could like understand the music, I could understand what people were saying, I could read everything, people were talking at me and being nice, and like, it was really overwhelming. So to be able to come up here and be in the quiet and be in a place where like people want to like really know you and be in a place where people care about you enough to either like ask you questions and then give you space, and it's a lot more of a balanced lifestyle up here, and it was
okay.
a really good place to re-enter and a really good place to kind of come back home to.
Okay.
There's a lot of peace in that when my life was very chaotic.
Yeah, Interesting. So comparing it to like a worldly experience, so you think it's a very unique place where...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, it's completely unlike anywhere else I've been.
Yeah, it is really different. I can agree to that, yeah. in both, in a good way and in a sometimes in a challenging way.
Yeah, because the small town's always a double-edged sword.
Yeah. No,
everybody knows who you are. Everybody knows your business. And then everybody knows your business.
Yeah, or they know better who you are. And they know better than you are who you are than yourself. Sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes, like,
exactly.
Yeah, really confusing.
Exactly. It's amazing how fast people find out about things.
Yeah, it's fun, yeah. Yeah, so... what are your plans for this upcoming summer? Like some other highlights? Do you make some road trips? Some travels in the area?
Yeah, so we actually have some really good friends in the Fargo-Moorhead area, and they agreed to kind of host me whenever I wanted to come visit, and they're fantastic. I've known them since I was a baby, so that'll be really fun to kind of explore some of the small businesses up there.
Mm-hmm.
I know my grandma's sisters all live in the area, so we're planning a couple, you know, sisters and Brooke kind of days where
mm-hmm.
I get to tag along on their shenanigans. I know we're planning on going to Virgis and Frazee
mm-hmm.
To do some of the funnier, like go see the Big Loon and go see some of the kind of goofy Minnesota landmarks that make this place so unique. Also, Turtle Fest is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So, fun fact, my little sister won the turtle races 1 year.
Oh.
Yeah, she picked the little one. That's the trick. And we're really excited about that because that just has so many fun childhood memories.
Okay.
So there's just all sorts of little things. Our plan is to do something once a week until I move.
Okay. Well, you have lots of opportunity.
Absolutely.
That's true. Well, anything else you want to share about Lake Life or what's your blog's name again?
My blog's name is If You Give a Girl a Suitcase,
yeah.
And you can find us at giveagirlasuitcase.com. Hopefully you'll check it out and find some cool things. And if you want to tell me about interesting things that are happening in your area of Lake Country, please feel free to send me a message. I'd love to hear about it. I'd love to come see it.
Okay. Well, Brooke, thank you for coming and sharing your story with us. Have a happy summer here in Lake Life and have a good weekend ahead.
You too, Dirk.
Thank you. Yeah, this was already our newest episode of the Lake Life Weekend podcast. We sure hope you enjoyed it. Tune in again next week with another great guest and updates. Always check out our website, lakelifeweekend.com. And if you have some comments, please feel free to email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com. And you have a wonderful weekend ahead.